Oh, testing 1, 2, 3. Yeah, we had to stop the tape there because I couldn't find the matzo mail. But now I have it, and Michael says I should just pour in an amount. I guess we just do this by weight or by instinct. I don't know that I have the matzo instinct, if you know what I mean. And I'm just joking there. It's a little joke. All right, so then I put some in there. It should make a few matzo balls. And I have exactly 8 minutes. And this is not going to... You put eggs in there. Are these kosher eggs, Michael? Well, there is no... There are no kosher eggs. Well, wouldn't eggs from a kosher chicken be kosher eggs? I don't know how to crack an egg without getting it all over me. Then you have to pick it out of the matzo meal. We need to add oil to it. I have some oil here, but it's flaming. I don't know if that's going to make a difference. A little more oil, we need that. Here's some oil that was on Michael's shelf. He was kind enough to... Yeah, oh, that's a lot of oil. Okay, now so much oil, and then I forget what else did he say. I think it's on the box here. 110 calories, that's not bad. We don't worry about that anymore, do we? Pat really doesn't really talk much anymore. Add oil, after a meal, and salt. Salt, I don't like salt, but I'll salt in there. Matzo meal, 2 large eggs, small bowl, and broth. Oil, of course. Of course, you have to add the broth to it. And then I think we're all ready to go. And it has to rise for about 48 hours. But, no, it doesn't. Well, it has to, you know, it sets up or something, doesn't it? Because it's, right now, it looks very thin. It looks very thin. I've had dumplings. But, they weren't matzo dumplings. And I guess when they say balls, that's what they mean, really, is like a dumpling. I don't know if, is there a Yiddish word for balls? Well, we used to say knedelach, but I think it was a slang thing. Oh, okay, I don't know that these knedelach are going to set up in time. I have just a very few minutes, but, can I put them in the refrigerator? Oh, you're right here. No problem. Yep, got to. In there. All right, and that's got to sit in there for quite a while. And I'll tell you what, I have to be going. It's been a great experience. Oh, I forgot to put the garlic in the... Let me just do that here before I get back. And then I don't know if Pat wanted to do something tonight, but... Like I say, she doesn't really let me know what it might be. We don't have too many options in that respect. Can't she used to love to travel? When we went to China, well, that was a thrill of a lifetime for Pat. I liked it a lot, too, but, you know, I didn't care for the food, but she loved it. You remember Pat saying that the food in China, the Chinese food, was the best Chinese food she'd ever had, and she'd eaten quite a bit there in her neck of the woods. All right, so thank you very much, Michael, and it really has been a pleasure cooking with you, and I wish I could. I probably wouldn't care for them anyway, but I'll leave you with the matzo balls and the best of wishes, and I'm sure we'll be talking again. Thank you very much, President Richard M. Nixon. on the first and only Cooking with Nixon.